It's your goddamn hashtag WrestlePals. And this week, oh boy, you should be worshiping the ground we frickin' walk on. Because we have taken the bullet for you and watched WCW's Uncensored from 1996. Before we hop into it, we are a podcast. You can subscribe to us on all podcast platforms. That would be cool. The best way to help the show, though, is by telling somebody that you listen to it. So I would appreciate that greatly. If you'd like to help out monetarily, patreon.com/ohydrason is a great place to do so. And actually, if you hop in at the hashtag WrestleParty pledge tier, which Curtis is a member of, you get the WrestleParty chat. So you see us going live and you wanted to sit in and listen to it live, you could. But you got to pledge the $5 a month on the WrestleParty tier. So we're talking about Uncensored 96 because we started in 96 to lay WCW to rest. And boy, oh boy, doesn't it seem dead from the jump. So let's start with this. How did you feel coming out of Super Brawl, Corey, going into Uncensored?
So Super Brawl obviously was not without its WCW of the era-esque issues. Mm-hmm. But, and look, man, like I think we even mentioned it last time, the first episode, the Super Brawl episode. Like we know kind of, we have kind of an idea what we're getting until July happens. Mm-hmm. But this, coming out of Super Bowl, I didn't realize it was going to plateau as bad as it would in March and Uncensored. Like, if we get worse than this, holy shit, dude. Like, Super Bowl had some cool stuff, man. Some all right stuff. This, like, it, I'm not going to lie. Full disclosure, cards on the table early on. It took effort to not, like, it took effort to find goods in this. Mm. Like, there's a lot of elements of this as we were watching it together, Justin. It was like, it, I'm a horror movie fan. There's a lot of like 80s slasher quality to this where it's like so bad it's good and mm-hmm. it's hilarious. Like it's perfect to watch like we watch together. Mm-hmm. This is definitely not something I would put on like fucking solo. Like I'm in the mood for this. Yeah. Uncensored 96. Fuck yeah. No, absolutely not. If it's something you're trying to watch with your buddies, you know, maybe a little smoke. Perfect. Mm-hmm. But this is not a solo venture.
So, to that point, Curtis, unfortunately, yeah, you probably did watch this on your own. So, coming out of Super Bowl, going into Uncensored, how are you feeling?
I mean, there definitely wasn't, it wasn't a sober adventure, that's for sure. I think we're on the same page in that regard. I don't know, I'd like taking on this project and you need to take the bad with the not as bad. So here we are. We're on a journey. I have made a commitment to this episode to pointing out all the very, very good things. So I'm just a little teaser for where I'm going to go on my thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay, well, that's exciting because you have to look really hard for it on Uncensored.
It's mining.
Much like you got, like I came out, you know, I think we came out like pretty even keeled after Super Bowl. Like, it's like, okay, cool. This is a WCW pay-per-view.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, cool. a little bit of research shows you what's coming next. And you're like,
you know what you're going to get.
You know what you're going to get when you know what the main event is.
Yes.
So now we're going to dive in to the actual things. And look, I love DDP, but anytime Ed Leslie is on my screen, he's going to be the first thing I point out. So I'm giving my first thumbs down to the booty man.
Yeah.
And more specifically, I put this in quotes, oh no, the high knee. Thumbs down, Ed Leslie, stay off of my TV. I don't want you. Please go away. How many more ways can I say it? Yeah.
His gear gives us plenty of his booty, man.
Yeah, doesn't right? it, though?
Holy cow.
Anybody
ahead? No, the DDP gimmick and that we knew and loved, it wasn't really fully cooked here, was it?
No.
No, not at all, it, man.
Even prime 1998 into 99 Dally, he probably still wouldn't have been able to make this one work either. But
no.
Nope.
And you can see the glimpses, which is cool about looking back like this. You can see the glimpses. You can see like it's almost there.
Yeah.
Like, but it's not quite. Like, I think he's still doing, instead of self high five, he's just doing both hands up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yep. Dude, you're so close.
Right.
Like, it's almost a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. The booty man, nah, man, just stay off of my TV, please. So yeah. Thumbs down. That's how I'm starting. I am not apologizing for that. Corey, where do you want to go first?
Nor should you. I will start this thing positive. This is going to be a thumbs up here for Uncensored 96. Shout out to Tupelo, Mississippi. WCW loves it there, man.
Yeah.
WCW loves it there. And what's cool is going back in retrospect and kind of like it WCW, even though it was a, you know, they would be the 1B to WWFE's 1A, and at one point they would be 1A themselves. Like, a lot of the places WCW would go made it kind of feel minor league.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, they themselves would turn it into a major league production. Like, I will give them credit. Like, the presentation, even though the substance itself, you know, the steak here was shit, but the sizzle was there.
Yeah.
They know how to produce a show. It's WCW. But Tupelo, Mississippi was a mainstay for WCW, man.
That's
they
right.
kept going back to that well. Mm-hmm. You know, Uncensored 95 was there as well. That was the one where the blacktop bully in Dustin Rhodes, who would later become Goldust and is still hanging around, had the match in the back of a moving truck with hay bales in it.
That's right.
Yeah, because where the fuck else would that happen other than Tupelo? So. Yeah, the king of the road, exactly, Curtis. So, it shout out to Tupelo for coming through clutch for WCW when they needed an arena to stink up.
Wow, thumbs up, good start.
To that same point, it became a national promotion, but still kind of took it halfway instead of WWF, which was, you know, you had the vibe that they went everywhere.
Yeah.
WCW was still like 2/3 national, 1/3 still kind of a territory.
Right.
And if you're in Mississippi or Atlanta or the Carolinas,
Pensacola,
that
Florida,
was still, yeah. that was still a home base, you know?
Yeah.
Yep. I like the vibe of we're not all the way out of the territory era. We still have paying a little homage to that. And Tupelo, up until they weren't, because maybe they couldn't have seen the show, like, the crowd was hot.
Yeah.
Moline, Illinois was another one.
I know about Moline. That's that's me. About 70 miles from my home. So
wow.
Many shows in Moline.
Yeah, dude.
All right, Curtis, where do you want to go first?
A thumbs up.
Wow.
Eddie Guerrero has a baby face.
Dude.
Hey.
Right?
This is like watching like a master do something that they're not really known for. It's like, this is like watching Eddie Van Halen play the bass, you know? Like, this isn't some like masterful, you know, it ain't Eddie as a heel, but he's still great. Holy cow, he's good. Like, just the energy, the playing to the crowd, not too much. Like, the crisp moves. Whew. If this was what ended up catching on, it, who knows what the ceiling would have been, and if they kind of didn't want to, you know, put a cap on how high he could go. Like, this character had a lot of potential. He was very over in that building.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, speaking directly to what you're talking about, within months from this pay-per-view, he's feuding with Ric Flair for the U.S. Championship. So, like, they saw the potential in him as a babyface.
Yeah.
They just, much like they did with Jericho, like, I mean, you know, at least Guerrero sniffed the main event scene. whereas Jericho never got there, you know, and we'll cover that as we come across it.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, like, and then he's squaring off with Conan, and it's like, we talked about Conan O'Brien. We're talking about Conan last month, but like the two of them together, where you can see that they're still putting it together, but they're already great in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this was that, what a tremendous match for the US Championship. And it's like, you kind of forget how, cause both of these guys kind of get thrown away. You know what I mean? Like the, are they ever really treated this well again? You know what I mean? Like Conan gets the NWO treatment. Like he's technically in the main event scene, but like, is he ever that again?
As a spare guy. Right. And then Eddie got the LWO because everybody was a WO.
Yeah.
You know, at that point. But, so,
you know, and he was that because they were keeping him in the cruiserweight. Eddie Guerrero went backwards. He got better and he went backwards.
Yes.
Weird.
Yes.
Just bizarre. All right. So surprisingly, after one round, we're plus two. Surprising.
Still in the undercard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which is going to be a thing like throughout this whole entire endeavor. All right. I'm going to go here. Because I remember saying this a whole bunch as we're watching it. And I'm going to give this, there's notes on the match itself, but I'm giving this to the match, the thumbs down to the match. Road Warriors versus Sting versus Booker T.
Oh, God.
There's there's nothing about this that shouldn't work. I love the Road Warriors. I love Sting. I love Booker T. And this is like young ass Booker T who's still, you know, he's a tag team guy at this point. Like he's still figuring it out.
Right.
And like he's great. He's got fire. And Sting, like, WCW's guy.
Yep.
I want, never have I wanted a match to be over so fast.
Dude.
But it just kept going.
It never ended.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude.
We went and checked the timestamp after the match. I think it was like 32 or 33 minutes. Yeah. Like, because that was what we were saying. We were like, why is this still happening?
So here's a note if anybody wants to comment. I hate a no-sold pile driver.
Yes.
Hate it. And I mean, I get it. You're the Road Warriors. But God, I hate a no-sold pile driver. And then another note. My note is just, with the low blows already. How many freaking low blows were in this match?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Usually that's the thing that gets the win.
Right.
You hit the guy in the nuts and... oh man, I can't continue. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
It was hit the guy in the nuts. One count, kick out. Well, then what was the point of the low blow?
Yeah. You could have just hit him with a double axe handle instead.
It did not give you an advantage at all.
Nope. So none.
Why?
Redundancy was my note here too. Like this was a solid 9 or 10 minute brawl done 3 times in a row.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and then funnily enough, to your exact point, the next note I have is in quote, and this kept getting repeated by Shivani. It's uncensored. They can do what they want. It's a Chicago street fight. Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
They didn't have to have 3 of them.
Yep. Right.
Unbelievable. Thumbs down. I know I'm being super negative, but like that. When you have those names, there's no reason I should be giving you a thumbs down.
Yeah, it should be way better than what it was. Anything involving Animal and a chair shot was a disaster.
Oh, God.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's, hey, I'm gonna, like, we get you got to hold your hands up, protect yourself, but can you at least act like you care? You know? And then the weak chair shots to Sting and Booker T, like, why are you using it then?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
And you know?
You know, I'm not asking you to, like, whack him across the face or nothing.
Right.
But, like... come, like, I
make me believe it.
I think I said this to you that night, was like, it felt like Sting and Booker T were supposed to get the dub, and the Road Warriors were like, nah, we're not doing business.
Yep.
It worked for me either.
Yeah.
So again, I really enjoy all four men. For all four of you to be as good as you are, to put out that stinker is really upsetting. And then for 30 minutes.
Yeah, dude. That was all time level shit.
Yeah. Garbage. All right, Corey.
All right, I'll go with another positive here early on, man. Let's try to keep it in the green as long as we can, huh? Kind of the same thing, only the match was not, like, it's not an all-timer or a five-star, but I'm going to give this a good Lord Steven Regal against the Belfast Bruiser. There's something to be said for stiff work, I think. And look, man, William Regal's great, and it's awesome. It's unfortunate that he's just now kind of starting to get the appreciation he deserves, because I feel like for his entire active career, nobody really gave a shit.
No.
Except for a handful of people.
Yeah, to your point, like when he was active.
Right.
Like he got some love in the tag scene in WWE.
Right.
When he went comedy, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, cool, but like he is so much more than that. Yeah,
you've got Regal and you're making him a comedy bus guy, and you put him against Finley, who's still going by the Belfast Bruiser here. Like, first of all, to see Finley with that hair, the hell, though.
Jacket.
Yeah, dude. Somebody's about to get a makeover. And this felt like what you think wrestling is when you're a kid and you're jaded and you don't know any better. Two dudes trying to, get the better of one another to compete for something they're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like to me. It's not an all-timer. It's not a five-star match. But I love these two dudes, and you put them together, and you get something solid in the undercard.
So, WCW did this a lot. This is like heel versus heel, and it's like,
yeah.
I'm never really a fan of that because, the crowd's going to go dead.
Yeah.
Because who you're supposed to cheer for. But, at the same time, it's them. So, I didn't even take that note. I'm just noting it now.
Same. I actually forgot about that element of it until you mentioned it.
But, it is what it is. If the match is good, then who cares?
Right.
My only other note was, this is a pay-per-view? And 15 minutes in is when they told us why they're fighting.
Yes, that's right.
The match is almost over. What? Yeah. Thanks.
Here's why they're fighting, and here's the replay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, WCW.
I could have been a little bit more invested if you told me that before they started fighting.
Yeah, had I known.
But whatever. That was my only note on that. But I lied because I put Fit versus Regal ! I was so geeked up just seeing the two of them.
Well, just the underrated aspects. Like Regal's facials are so damn good, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Everything about that match is believable to me.
Yep. All right. Curtis?
Let's very briefly give a thumbs down to sexism.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Bill Robert Parker versus Medusa.
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Yep. Yep.
I mean, what do we even need to say here? This is honestly, this is fine if she just beats the shit out of him.
100%, dude.
You know what? I'm not going to be so precious that we can't even go there, but the babyface woman needs to beat the shit out of him to really tell the story.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't understand. Did we just kick the can down the road till Nitro the next day? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're coming off of the belt in the trash with the controversy around that. Really nobody there in a women's division for Medusa to wrestle. They just hired her to not have WWF have her.
Yep.
And you want to showcase her in this kind of way. Like, she's really tough. She actually locks up with them at the beginning. That was actually, I really thought that was pretty funny and cool. She goes over and she's super tough here. Maybe even, scoop slams him or gorilla presses him or whatever. It'd be a thumbs up. But, ooh, baby, this presentation, not great.
Horrible, dude.
I think that's been the biggest drawback of both of these series, The Road and this, is seeing the – and, it's there. But, I guess, when you're a kid, you think nothing of it.
Yes.
But then, when, as an adult, like it immediately
it hits jumps off the screen at you.
So like my note is Shivani on the money. She's a lady, but she's also a great wrestler. It's like, wow, that's almost not misogyny.
Right. Right.
Right. And the heel Bobby being like, oh, better give her your credit card. Like, that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, she overcomes these assholes. That's a story. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
But, yeah.
Tupelo stood up for this shit, by the way.
Yeah.
It was over.
You know?
Yeah.
They were hot for this shit. Like, Medusa, Suplex, and Parker got the loudest pop of the night to that point. You know, it just... to Curtis's point, I think if you're going to do this, the best way to do it is Medusa, you know, go over in a squash.
That's what we thought.
Yeah, dude. Like, I'm not for dudes throwing women around a ring, even if, like, look, we get it. Mm-hmm. We get it. It's just optically, I mean, look, I know 1996, as we've said, but that's been the kind of shittiest part of going back and doing this. It's like, oh, man.
Yeah.
We've come a long way, sure, in a lot of ways, but God damn.
Yeah.
We were the worst, and still are.
Still
in some
are,
ways.
But like, but, yeah. There's things that are better now.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. Absolutely. This is going to be a weird one to give a thumbs up to, but you'll understand the reason why when I give it. I got to give some thumbs up here.
Hey,
Loch Ness versus the Giant. Now, I know what you're thinking. Terrible match, Justin. What's wrong with you? You're so wrong here. It was short.
Yeah.
You know, it was exactly what we needed from the last match we talked about. A squash. It needs to be short. This needs to not be a thing. That's what we got here. And I was like, okay, cool. We can move on to the next thing. This wasn't good. But at this point, I was latching on to whatever I could. And let's move on to the next thing. This was my exact note was brevity, at least. So thumbs up.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Loch Ness versus the Giant being short.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
Curtis.
The guy who is the project goes over strong. The guy who's the novelty, who's not going to be there long term, we dispatch of him. Keep him moving.
Yep.
Yep.
That was my two notes, was we finally got our squash, and then it, like the irony of, and Justin and I laughed about this, Loch Ness took one bump and that was a pin.
Yeah.
Because you knew his ass wasn't getting up.
Yeah, no. Like,
I'm not trying to shame here, but yeah. You're getting one bump out of my ass.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's it. And the moment that happened, 1, 2, 3.
I was like, oh, well, yep, yeah, it's over.
Cool. Yeah. That was quick.
Thank you.
Yeah, we needed it.
We needed it at that point for sure. So that's round three, beginning. And just for the record, we are now officially plus one.
Hey.
All right, Corey. It's on you.
I'm going to bring us back to neutral. Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes, man. At one point, the comment was made, Hulk Hogan's leading us into the 90s. Yo, it's 96, man. It's 96. Like, at this point, it's so obvious. Like, obviously, you know, July happens and it was necessary. But, like, this notion of Hulkamania, which I know we'll get to when we touch on the main event. But, like, it's hanging by a fucking thread, dude.
Yeah.
This isn't 10 years ago. It's not MSG. It's just not. Like, it. You know, the irony. And, you know, Dusty has his Dusty-isms. You know what I mean? But that one to me particularly stood out. So it's a combination of Dusty and Hulkamania, air quotes, is a thumbs down. But 96, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he led you into the 90s. Guess mm-hmm. what? We're on the back half now.
And he didn't even lead WCW into the 90s.
No, right.
I also want to point out, like, to your point, like, when we watched last month, people were already off Hulkamania.
Yes.
They're way further off this month.
100%, dude. Yeah.
So how wrong can you be in one statement, Dusty?
Right, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dusty's ceiling is very high, but his average is, ooh, it's low.
Yeah. Oh, bad, dude. Yeah.
Tony and Bobby, like, kind of just sighing and being like, oh, gosh, do we need to explain the idea of the troubles between England and Ireland, like, during this match to get Dusty caught up? Like, he didn't understand the implicit idea of the Englishman and the Irishman wanting to have a brawl. Like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, Dusty.
All right. Curtis?
We talked about everything else. Is it time to do this?
Probably.
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off.
My goodness. I'm going to focus in on one kind of narrow element of this. Thumbs down. Camera blocking. Arena setup. Like, could the people in the building even see what was going on?
That's what we, like, kept saying.
Yeah, dude.
You know, we're talking about the Doomsday Cage match, obviously, here. But, mm-hmm. Like, the third tier, that first one with the four horsemen and the mega powers, like, just the two-on-two, could they even see it? Do they have screens? Like,
there's,
what?
Yeah, there's no way.
What is going on?
There's no way. Well, and that's the perfect thing to describe that entire main event, is what is even going on?
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Yeah, so I'm going to tag onto that in my fourth round, because there's a lot with this main.
Yes, there is.
There's not just one point. I'm just going to give a thumbs down to what a terrible idea, just the whole thing in general.
Yeah.
What a terrible, terrible idea. Like, nothing about it works at all.
Yeah.
They never really explain how to do it, and I think Brain goes, how do you win this, Shivani? Yeah. Good question.
Right.
I wish somebody would have told us how you actually win it, because we never got that.
Bobby, the greatest guy, just burying it 6 feet into the earth. character, like, God.
Yeah. How great. Thumbs down, just to tag on to that for sure. Yeah. What a terrible, 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 terrible idea. All right. Corey?
All right, I'm going to be the positive douchebag here, because I was going to go with their explanation, or lack thereof, of this disaster as a negative for it. But I'm going to take that, and I'm going to try and spin it into a positive here. For Randy Anderson, the ref, dude clearly didn't want to be there. But check out the cardio on our guy and the effort. Just powering through, man, climbing through trap doors. Like, I hope that they better put a little something extra for him in his pay envelope that you night. Hope.
Yeah.
Because he put in a lot of work, dude.
Yeah.
He was getting
He's the
after
only one who did.
Yes. Ironically, the zebra is the one that put in the most work of anybody.
Yeah.
So good for Randy Anderson there. Like, you just, and you can tell he clearly is like, I got tasked with this shit. God, who did I piss off?
I bet you he didn't even know how it worked.
Yeah. I guess I'll just follow the action, maybe.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and they had like the structure had like stairs going up and doors, but then there was also trap doors, and then there was a ring at the bottom, and at some point they ended up in the ring in the center of the arena.
Yeah, dude.
Just like, what the
yeah.
How do you win this damn thing? Like, yes. Why is this still happening?
Yeah, dude.
Gross. All right, so the main somehow gets a thumbs up. Good for you, Corey.
Yeah, man, I tried to find one. Kevin Sullivan also almost died at one point because he had to make sure that people looked at him.
Yeah. All right, Curtis.
Yeah, big thumbs down to cultural insensitivity here. Jeep Swinson is called the ultimate solution.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, I think Bischoff came out later and said he'd never heard the Holocaust being referenced as that, and that was total just misunderstanding, and he whiffed on that. But oh boy, that is quite a boner to have here on the show.
On this show of all shows. Like, I mean, not that it makes it okay on a good show, but like, it's glaring when the show is this bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, just terrible misstep.
Yep.
And I mean, it's more than a misstep, but I don't know what, like, just egregiously bad. And now, we're about right. We're at -4 for the show.
Sounds about right.
That feels about right. Going into the final round here, I'm going to give another thumbs down to the main event, because who else has to show up? But of course, Ed Leslie has to show up in the main event that I already hate. And more specifically, Booty Man's got da frying pans is my note here, which I believe is what Dusty said. Ed Leslie, I already hate you. I already hate you for showing up earlier. I get it. You're Hogan's friend. Yep. Go the hell away.
Yeah, fuck off.
Why is the Booty Man? Yeah, that's got a high ceiling. You're the Booty Man. Why are you showing up in a main event? I get it. It's terrible. But that doesn't mean I want you here. Stay the hell away. I mean, at least they explained, oh, he was the Zodiac. He was Hogan's spy. Cool. Ed Leslie, stay off my TV. Booty Man's got the frying pans. Thumbs freaking down.
Thumbs down for the Booty Man.
Yeah, like just always. Because the high knee, I get it.
Yeah, please stop beating us over the head with it. We understand. let's just keep dragging this main event, air quotes, because it deserves it. I'm going to give my final negative to, look, I get you can't call him Zeus.
Yeah.
Right? Because trademarks. But do better than Z Gangsta. Do better, man. I mean, then again, we also have a Holocaust reference in the same match. So I guess, I mean, it could be worse, but I mean, it. Get the fuck out of here.
Z Gangsta.
I wonder. Not the worst naming convention, but oh boy.
Did he come up with that? There's no way. Z Gangster?
Yeah, dude.
Terrible.
Jesus Christ.
Terrible. All right, Curtis. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah. On Friday, like
anything else.
Literally. Any other option.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call him Zeus. I'll take it.
Right.
Call him a different Greek god.
Anything. I'm in. Anything, dude.
Hardcore thumbs down to the idea of like different tiers of wrestling. Like, you look at a wrestling card and you can establish like guys are slotted in different tiers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they move up, it's like that's when, you know, like a really exciting story is happening. Where are the tiers of wrestlers when two guys beat 10? Like, obviously the whole thing is atrocious, but like a main event of a pay-per-view could be the Mega Powers versus Rick and Arn.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And probably main event in how many shows, you know, but like they just kind of dispatch of them and they're the first level and it's like, okay, well now we're on level two of Double Dragon. We beat like, you know what I mean? Like it just, like we're not giving these Hall of Fame guys like at the tail end of their peak really the reverence that we should to, and like whatever, people can lose, but to just kind of, well, they're the first quarter of the match and they beat them and you know they're they're like the henchmen of the story almost.
Yeah.
So
Curtis, I'm not sure if you understand. I'm gonna straighten this out for you because I'm not sure if you understand this. This was the alliance to end Hulkamania, okay?
That's true. That's true.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god. There's the crazy part is there's still so much terrible stuff.
Yes.
So just a few stray notes here. Like that was my first note. The alliance to end Hulkamania.
Yes.
We get it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you failed. So
yes.
What was the point?
Right.
Cool. Actually, when you look at where they went, I guess Hogan probably wasn't slotted to be the third guy yet, but like it would have been a perfect spot for him to lose.
Yeah.
We get, let's end Hulkamania.
Right.
And then when he shows up back up as Hollywood Hogan, oh my God, he's been gone for however many months. And now he's a bad dude because Hulkamania is dead.
Yes.
Huh. I guess it makes too much sense. Let's not do that.
Right. Well, typical overbooking.
Yeah.
From WCW.
Shivani early on. we certainly are a world championship corporation. Cool. Definitely needed you to say that. Thanks for that note. I don't remember what they actually said, but I do remember it being bad. My next note, Mean Gene and the Colonel. Holy hell. Whatever it was bad. I assume it was probably misogyny.
Yeah, that whole thing was awkward. So was the Loch Ness promo.
Yeah.
Because, of course it was.
Yeah. Good talker, that Loch Ness.
Yeah, like, here, talk by these high school lockers.
It was so bad that, like, you got up to go to the bathroom, and, like, that promo started. I was like, no, we're going back. You got to watch this.
Yeah, dude. You're suffering too, motherfucker.
I also noted DDP working his ass off, because he was. That was positive. And then, as if it wasn't enough that I got the booty man, my next note was the booty girl. So, any stray notes you want to get out, Corey, before we tally up here?
I just, and it's funny because this is during that weird phase where they haven't quite hit their stride for a pay-per-view a month. So Slamboree's the next one we're going to. And it's funny how you kind of over, and we'll, these are, you know, things we'll cover as we go, but I kind of was full-fledged into it by 97. Like, these are things I kind of loosely remember, but it's a lot of it's a fresh watch, kind of. So to see kind of these pay-per-views in their infancy is very interesting. Like, they're really trying to let you know, like you were saying, Shivani kept saying, like, it's uncensored, they can do what they want. Like, mm-hmm. they're hitting you over the head with what they want these things to be, because it's like, okay, like, clearly you haven't done a good enough job in the concept itself. Like, Uncensored, I think this was the second year.
Yeah.
But, like, we get it. And to me, there was really no... I'll be interested to watch in 97 when we get to that point, because, like, there was no element of danger to this show to me. Mm-mm. It didn't feel a whole lot different from Super Brawl, to be honest with you. And it's like, if there's a concept you're trying to go with, I know it's still early on in its year too, but shouldn't there be some different element to it? Like, I get it. The Doomsday Cage.
Yeah.
Super. But
that's the danger, sir.
Yeah.
Clearly, you don't listen. I don't know. Okay. I broke it down to Curtis.
Sullivan almost died.
Let me break it down for you, Corey. I'm not sure if you know this. It was the alliance to end Hulkamania.
I know. I should have known. I should have retained it.
There you go.
They did such a great job. All 12 of those dudes.
Well, to be fair, it did end Hulkamania. This was Hulkamania's last pay-per-view appearance until the big moment.
Yeah, so why didn't he lose?
That's what, yeah, dude, exactly.
Why didn't he lose?
Because creative control.
Yeah. Any final notes before we tally up, Curtis?
We sung the praises of Regal and Finley, but how they wanted to fit a 12-minute match into a 15-minute bag, you know? Yeah. So they were a little gassed for a little while there, and, you know, I love him today, and I loved him then, but God, Shivani would just have to point out when things were going wrong. Just like felt like he had to cover for everything when something was going wrong, and those two had a little stretch where they were pretty gassed at about the 14-minute mark before they went home, and Tony just, they're wearing each other out now, and the crowd can kind of tell. And
thanks, now I can too.
Yeah.
You don't need to do that, Tony. God, that's, you know, an all-timer, except for kind of that little quirk, and God, it's like nails on the chalkboard for me. Don't bring it up. It's okay if they're botched or they get tired. Like, I can see that.
Right.
Don't shine a further light on it.
Yeah, it's one thing to note, oh, it looks like he didn't get all of it. Like, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But to say, he's tired. Okay.
The atmosphere here in Tupelo fucking sucks.
Yeah.
You know? They're not going to pop again until, like, a dude's throwing a woman around. Because we're in the South tonight.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Mississippi doesn't want holds. They want brawling.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. Know your crowd. So... this is about right. After tallying everything up, -7. 7 thumbs down. That's about right.
A touchdown's worth of negatives.
I mean, yeah, like I probably could have dug in and found a couple more positives, but I don't think that accurately, like the fun that I had was watching with you and laughing every 2 seconds about how bad everything was going.
Absolutely, dude. Like it's a blast. It's such a fun exercise, but yeah, and to Curtis's point, like it's you want to do this, man, because it's so much damn fun. It is, but it's there is an element of so bad it's good.
Yeah,
there is, because it's like as bad as it is. Honestly, like we didn't walk away, man. None of us did. You know, it's like all right, piss break. Let's see what's next.
Yeah,
let's rewind so I can get code torture. You know, like it's great, dude. And I mean, we're about to hit. I look at it this way, man. I'm embracing the shit before we get to the good stuff and we circle back around to the shit.
What's crazy is I don't know, like the 99 stuff on is worse than this. Like, cause this is probably going to be one of the worst ones we watch.
Oh yeah, for sure. I would think. But then again, Russo becomes involved later.
Exactly.
On.
Like, it could get painfully worse.
Yeah, dude. We get forklifts involved at one point.
So,
like,
very interested to see. So, all right, I guess to that point, coming out of Uncensored 96 and going into, because we gave ourselves a little time because April, there's no pay-per-view in April.
Yeah.
May is Slamboree. How you feeling coming out of Uncensored, going into Slamboree, Corey?
Expect the worst, hope for the best. You know, it's also cool because remembering these as a kid, like we're coming up on, actually, no, not the first Slamboree, because they had Slamboree in 94. So I'm intrigued to see what a WCW card is going to look like sans Hulkamania on life support.
Yeah.
You know, because I genuinely don't know. Like, I haven't delved into it at all. Like, we knew going into Uncensored, okay, we got the Doomsday Cage fucking shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea what lays ahead. Like, I don't know anything about the card in Uncensored. There's a couple things I can kind of assume, but I don't know shit. I don't know what the main is. Like, it'll be kind of cool to see what they do without old Terry there.
Yeah. So, I guess to that point, same question to you, Curtis. Coming out of Uncensored, how are you feeling going into Slamboree?
I do remember what they did next, and a lethal lottery / battle bowl, and a pay-per-view that is just, you know, devoid of storyline consequences.
Oh. Yes! Randomly
throw some dudes together, and you know what? It's going to be great.
Hell yeah.
I will say, like, to my point earlier, like, it can't get much worse than this in 96. Like, I mean, this may not be the bottom of the barrel, but I feel like we're going to be at least trending, maybe not majorly upwards, but there's no way it's like worse. Like, there's no way that match which accounted for probably what, like 7 or 8 of our thumbs downs.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah, and it could have accounted for more if we wanted to dissect it further.
Easily. Like, there was a lot more to tear apart.
Yes.
But yeah, like I feel like this will be the test, because if it wasn't for this, I would probably be out, because after watching that, it's like, again, like I said, it was fun watching with you, Corey, because we're sitting here, we're goofing off and, you know, laughing about everything. Yeah, every man. 2 seconds. But if we just watch that for fun.
Yeah, not fun.
There's no way I'm watching Slamboree.
No, I'm not.
I would be out.
What happens next? Don't care.
Don't care. I'm out.
Yeah.
Done.
Especially now I know it's a lethal lottery. Like, you know when that started happening? I think 90 or 91.
Yeah.
I think they had the first one at the Scope. Like, so yeah. We're reviving 5-year-old concepts. That, like, hey, it's from like 91 WCW Jim Herd era. Let's bring that back.
Yeah.
Like, panic. Okay, what do we do? Hogan's not here because that's been so great.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I am just happy that we're not watching the Nitros.
Oh, God.
Because those early Nitros, the 95 Nitros, the 96 Nitros, not good.
Yeah.
Not good at all. So we're just watching the pay per views. But there you have it, folks. -7. For Uncensored, and it's about right. Like, I don't feel bad about it. I feel like we told you exactly why we didn't like it, and I feel like it accurately depicts how I felt coming out of it.
Yes.
So, but I will say this, we've said this a lot, watch it with some buddies, and it'll be fun. Like, yeah, you make a night of it.
For sure. Get your shenanigan on.
Don't do what we're doing. Because that's just madness.
Yeah.
But if you wanna come on the journey with us, yeah, subscribe to hashtag WrestlePals. We would appreciate it. But with that, goddamn WrestlePals.